Hello, everybody.
Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today, I have another story from Israel, where I am visiting my wife because my grandson's upsharon is going to happen soon, his third birthday and first haircut. And that's really the beginning, formally, of chinuch, of education. Although, of course, children are learning as soon as they're born, everything they see and hear and experience. And even if they don't understand things, still, it has an effect. But nevertheless, at 3 years old, usually that's when we really start real chinuch, the real education, formal, teaching Aleph Beis, boys wearing tzitzis, yarmulke, benching, etc. So here we are. So I was speaking to a very big Talmid Chacham on Shabbos. His name is Baruch, and we had a story about him yesterday. He's 90 years old. He's a Holocaust survivor. He was a Talmud of Reb Moshe Feinstein, and he also learned by Panovich. Very, very learned. His father was also a Rav, very, very learned. As yesterday's story showed, he wasn't just learned, he was also a very, very kind and understanding person. And this is another story that he told me about his interaction with the Rebbe. So when he first went into Yechidus for his first time to the Rebbe, he was a young man. I think he was maybe 16. And he went in with his father. And before he went in, one of the Rebbe's secretaries, Rabbi Charakov, really more than just a secretary, he was really an assistant to the Rebbe in many things. He was in charge overall of the Chabad educational system, the Chinuch education of Chabad. And he had very important work as an assistant to the Rebbe. So he said to Reb Baruch, the young Reb Baruch and his father, he said to him, when you leave the Rebbe's office, you should back out of the door. Don't turn your back on the Rebbe. Usually when we walk out of a room, we walk out frontwards, and our back is to whoever is left in the room. But by a Rebbe, it's not considered respectful that one doesn't turn one's back on the Rebbe. Rather, when you have to leave the room, you walk out stepping backwards. And that's what Rabbi Charakov told young Baruch and his father. So they went into Yechidus. They were there for about a half hour, conversation and questions and answers. And at the end, it was time to go. They remembered what Rabbi Charakov said. They began, as they went to the door, to back out away from the Rebbe, keeping their face toward the Rebbe, to be respectful. And the Rebbe said, you don't have to back out. You are Litvisher people, and your custom is not to back out of a room, and you're not a Hasidim of mine. And therefore, just walk out the regular way. Walk out like a mensch, like a regular person would do. Not necessary to back out. So that's what they did. The next time Baruch went for Yechidus, it was just him, and he was by now perhaps in his young 20s. In fact, he was a chassan. He was going to be married soon. He had a long conversation with the Rebbe, and at the end, he remembered what the Rebbe said, that he didn't have to back out, but as he went towards the door, he felt bad. He felt like maybe he really should. After all, the Rebbe was a great person, and he started to think, maybe I should back out of the door. The Rebbe said to him, you don't have to back out. It's not your custom. You just walk out frontwards. Of course, the Rebbe said, you could be a chassid if you want to. You could be a chassid of mine if you want to. But you don't have to. The Rebbe smiled. And Reb Baruch continued to walk out of the door, as the Rebbe said, with his back towards the Rebbe, and he left. Now, Reb Baruch and his father also had great respect for the Rebbe. In fact, Reb Baruch had these two private audiences with the Rebbe. He took a lot of advice from the Rebbe. The Rebbe encouraged him in many ways. He went to many, many Verbrengens of the Rebbe, dozens of Verbrengens. He also brought many of his friends to Verbrengens. He was very, very respectful and had tremendous admiration for the Rebbe. And in fact, when I came to visit the Moshav, Aderet, and I introduced myself to him, he right away told me about how much respect he has for the Rebbe and Chabad and so forth. But he did not become a chassid of the Rebbe. Now, the Rebbe actually said to him, if you'd like to become a chassid, you can. But he felt that that was not for him. He had his relationships with many other great gedolim, great rabbis, and he felt that this was not for him to be a chassid, but he kept coming to many, many Verbrengens. So we see from here that the Rebbe respects a person wherever he is. Although the Rebbe has thousands and thousands of chassidim, and he's happy to have more chassidim. If someone wants to become a chassid of the Rebbe, they can. The Rebbe in no way would ever force someone to become a chassid of his or pressure someone to become a chassid of his. It's up to the person. And to be an admirer of the Rebbe, to be someone who is respectful of the Rebbe and so forth, is fine. If a person wants to be a chassid of the Rebbe, they can be. But either way, the main thing is for a person to do the best that they can in their position. If they are a chassid, then they have to be the best chassid they can be. If they are not a chassid, then they have to be the best yid that they can be, Talmud, and so forth. As I said, the Reb Baruch was a Talmud of Reb Moshe Feinstein, great, great Pesach, Pesach Ador. He was the Rav of the generation when he was alive. Each person, no matter what their background, no matter what their custom, if they have an opportunity to learn more Torah and more mitzvahs, that's what they need to do. Because bringing Mashiach comes through each person doing more learning of Torah, more mitzvahs, more goodness, more kindness, more involvement in bringing Mashiach, learning about Mashiach and Geula. And each person is able to do it in their situation. The Rebbe is happy to have more Chassidim. But the Rebbe is happy to have people who are not Chassidim and are willing to learn Torah, learn mitzvahs, do mitzvahs. Especially learning Chassidus is very important. And with this approach, we will certainly bring Mashiach quicker, especially through respecting each one, the other one, and recognizing that there are many, many drachim, there are many, many ways to Torah, and we need very much to respect each person, although their derech may be different than ours. Thank you very much for joining Jewish Stories and More.